It's Edward Goldman with our talk on KCRW. A few years ago, a very informative and extremely eloquent documentary, The Rape of Europa, introduced the white audience to the important story about the Nazi plunder of European art and the Allies' successful effort to preserve and return it. When I learned that George Clooney was inspired by this very story and was slated to star in and direct the film The Monuments Man, I was rather intrigued. Unfortunately, in spite of the high-profile cast, the story fell flat, and none of the movie stars succeeded in believably portraying their characters, the actual museum directors, curators, and art historians who were instrumental in rescuing priceless treasures of European art. Among this year's Oscar contenders for Best Documentary Feature was Cutie and the Boxer, a film about the life of two artists loving and fighting through decades of their marriage. One of them comes off as a crazy person, and the other as a near saint. And though neither of them is particularly great artists, their obsessive dedication to their craft and their ability to tolerate each other made this documentary particularly moving and inspiring. Actually, I spoke about this movie when it was released last summer, and I gave it high marks. It didn't win the Oscar, but still, if you haven't seen it, it's a must. I wish I could say the same about the documentary Tim's Vermeer, still playing in the theaters. It's about a man obsessed with revealing the secret of the magic of the great 17th century Dutch painter Vermeer. Slowly and tediously, Tim Jennison, a well-to-do Texas-based inventor, builds a full-scale three-dimensional replica of the room and characters in the iconic Vermeer painting The Music Lesson. One admires his passion and perseverance, but his attempts to prove that Vermeer used camera obscura to paint with an almost photographic precision are totally unconvincing. The problem is that Tim Jennison has the mentality of a bookkeeper who knows that 2 + 2 = 4, but he is not able to comprehend that the magic of great artists is that when they put 2 and 2 together, it never makes a proverbial 4. Instead, depending on their talent and imagination, it will make 10, or 20, or even 100. Okay, enough about movies. Now, let me encourage you to see a rather unusual and challenging performance exhibition on view every day at the gallery at Red Cat in the Disney Concert Hall. Argentinian-born, London-based artist Pablo Bronstein created a complex staging consisting of mobile wooden replicas of furniture and architectural elements evoking the feeling of an 18th century room. The most intriguing part of the experience is watching an actor performing an elaborate dance amidst this architectural setting. And when the dance is over, we watch the actor become a stagehand, moving and rearranging all parts of the set. You can see this performance every day from 3 to 6 p.m. until Friday. And another good thing about this performance exhibition is that it's free. Last week, I talked about Jackson Pollock's mural, which was carefully studied and conserved by the Getty specialists. This mural became the subject of a small, focused exhibition at the Getty Museum, which opened today and will run through June 1st. It's not easy to tell the public about the intricate process of conservation and make it engaging rather than delivering an academic lecture. This exhibition, the way it presents this great painting and tells its story, makes the whole experience very intimate and almost tangible. It's been Edward Golden with Art Talk on KCRW.